This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The United States today is mourning the passing of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died yesterday at the age of 87 after a long battle with cancer. The second woman ever to serve on the 9-member court, Ginsburg was appointed by Democratic President Bill Clinton in 1993. She is remembered as a forceful advocate for women's rights and gender equality, a strong, reliable liberal voice on the nation's highest court. Chief Justice John Roberts called his colleague a jurist of historic stature, adding, quote, "Today we mourn, but with confidence that future generations will remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg as we knew her, a tireless and resolute champion of justice." Rising from a working-class family in New York City's borough of Brooklyn, Ginsburg overcame hostility toward women in the male-dominated legal profession to become something of a pop icon for American liberals. Her admirers simply called her RBG. Just 6 weeks before Election Day, the high court vacancy is certain to touch off a spirited political battle. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell insists he will hold a vote on anyone President Donald Trump nominates, even if that is before the election. Mr. Trump called Ginsburg an amazing woman, but has so far said nothing about his plans for replacing her on the bench. Trump's November opponent, Democrat Joe Biden, says the next president must do the selecting. As he put it, the voters should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. In the meantime, the court vacancy becomes another hot-button issue in Donald Trump's bid for a second term in the White House, with Democrats poised to make it tough for the president and his Republican Party to squeeze in a nomination and a Senate confirmation vote before November. The Trump administration says all United Nations sanctions on Iran must be restored today, but 13 of the 15 UN Security Council members, including longtime U.S. allies Germany, France, and Britain, say sanctions relief for Tehran will continue. Observers say it appears few countries are likely to reimpose sanctions, which were lifted under a 20.